This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Usually, so the Super Bowl is played on a Sunday. On Monday, we all react to it. And by Tuesday, it's like, all right, when does baseball season start? And this year, when you combine that baseball starts early and the Super Bowl feels late-ish, it is so weird to know that the Super Bowl's on a Sunday, we react on a Monday, and on Wednesday, pitchers and catchers report for the New York Mets and the New York Yankees. Now, I warn you, and I'm a baseball geek saying this, there's nothing happening with pitchers and catchers reporting. It's really, it's exciting and fiery.
No, there's nothing we're going to talk about.
No. No, I mean, I'll do some recos on, you know, right, what the players say upon entering, but it's more the idea of, oh, spring is almost upon us, especially with the weather still being bad. Didn't you tell me we're getting snow this weekend here in the New York area?
Yeah, depending on where you are, looking like a blanket 3 to 6 inches Saturday night and Sunday.
Wow, that's unbelievable.
Yeah. That's nothing, though.
Yeah, 3 to 6. But you know what? It's nothing, Teak, but lately it feels like something because we don't get much snow.
True, yeah. And people or towns react heavily to any kind of snow.
Yeah, for sure.
Even though it was ice the other day to close the schools, but still, it was nothing.
Yeah, that's a far different scenario. That was like, I said that the other day. It was not really a snow day. It was an ice day, which is dangerous. Don't get me wrong, but there's something fun about a snow day.
So I think this is great. But Saturday into Sunday, if you have kids that are in the snow, you wake up Sunday, the Super Bowl's not till 6:30.
No, it's perfect.
You know?
I agree. Build a snowman.
Yeah.
You're going to build a snowman?
Do you want to build a snowman?
Do you want to build a snowman? That's from the ice thing. Frozen,
bro. Come on. I know you don't have girls.
I said the ice thing, and I said Frozen, so I basically got it right.
You kind of got it right.
Thank you. By the way, that ride at Epcot Center, one of the best rides, the Frozen ride.
Give me the two princesses' names. This is bad, bro. You could better than this.
Hold on a second. Elsa.
Okay, got it.
And Isabella.
Isabella?
And Katie.
Anna.
And Hannah.
Anna.
And Margaret.
Elsa and Anna.
Elsa and Anna, that's right.
Do you at least know the snowman's name?
No, Anna.
Anna.
Yeah, the snowman's name is Josh Gad.
He's the actor.
Come on, I got it right.
Olaf.
I know. And I need to be real with you.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know any of the names Loogie told me in my ear.
Are you serious?
So I was literally 0 for everything.
I needed
to be honest, Tommy. I appreciate the help, though, seriously, but I can't lie. I totally forgot.
You don't have girls. It's okay. You don't have to apologize.
Thank you. Cinco time.
Cinco de Fivo with Evan and Tiki on The Fan.
Cinco de Fivo is brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything, everywhere, and by Mercedes-Benz of Morristown. Visit us online at 888thebenz.com.
Stop being disappointed, Sean. You have two girls.
I know.
That are that age.
Are you really that disappointed in me?
Somebody's shaking his head at you.
Are you really that upset?
I'm disappointed because from 5 to 5:15 on Fridays is when my little girls are listening on the way to dance.
Oh.
And rare that we get an opportunity to talk about Frozen, one of the things they're interested in.
Yeah.
And now I'm going to get field a million questions tomorrow about how you don't know the
princess. But don't you think that for them, because I hear we're doing really well with the four-year-old girl market in radio.
They're 3 and 5.
That's why I said four. It's in the middle. You don't think they were wildly entertained by Uncle Evan not knowing?
Well.
Did they even know who I am, by the way?
Yes, they do.
Am I Uncle Evan?
No, you're Evan.
Oh, okay.
You're just Evan.
I'm just Evan.
And I hate to break it to you, they like Tiki better.
Mm. Oh, I'm not surprised by that.
That's because I took him for cookies at Red Bull Arena.
Bro?
Now Sports Illustrated Arena.
Bro, you think that's a small thing?
Oh, I know.
They
it's a
remember
big
that?
Of course they
from
know.
6 months ago? Like it's nothing.
Of course.
Tiki brings us fancy.
All right, I got to combat this.
I know kids.
Yeah.
I'm gonna send them. You know what I'm gonna send them? I know what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna send them Cam Thomas jerseys.
They might like that.
You think that'll work?
They might like that.
Okay. All right. What's their Cinco today?
All right. So everybody's in the car right now. 5:10. You've started the process, right? We've had Alonzo, the NBA trade deadline. How are we being pigs for one last football day? The five must-haves on a Super Bowl menu.
Oh, that's a good one.
All right, here we go.
Here we go.
Number five.
Take this, Tommy, so I can send it to my wife.
Five must-haves on a Super Bowl menu. I'm going to just say this right now. Number five is actually not going to be on my menu. So although I'm calling it a must-have, I have to include it. I have to be fair to the people that do. It's pizza.
Fat.
All right?
That's a guarantee.
Yeah. It won't make my table.
Especially if there are kids there, it's a guarantee.
No, you're talking like regular pizza or you're talking about like pizza bites or pizza bagels?
I think pizza bites, like Tostino's, don't count. But I think a pizza bagel counts.
Huge fan of the pizza bagel.
Yeah.
Like having pizza at a Super Bowl party, it's like you have pizza all the time.
Right.
You got to make it special.
But if you have kids, you need it.
It's the easiest thing.
Because it's the one thing you know that they'll eat.
That's definitely true. If you're feeding the kids, is this a Cinco for the kids or the Cinco for us?
It's for your party, so it could be kids there.
Gotcha.
I'm just saying, look, if you are hosting a Super Bowl event, whether it's small, hey, I'm keeping it to my close, or large, to me, these five should be checked off the box.
What are you doing, by the way?
I am doing what I do each of the last five Super Bowls since I bought a house. Whoever watches football with me every Sunday is welcome to watch the Super Bowl with me. Everybody else can kick rocks.
So you're not having a party. It's just like your normal football Sunday.
We don't label it as a party. It's my two brother-in-laws, my two sisters, my dad, Grandpa Jim. We're going to have a good time.
I would say this. If you invited me, you didn't, and that's okay. But if you did, if you were like, you know what, Evan, come on.
Okay.
You're the one of the rare people I'd come over to. Because I'd be like, you know what? I'm going to get to just watch the game without a problem.
We have a no talking during play rule.
See, I like that.
Really?
You can go upstairs with my wife if you're going to have idle chit-chat on a Thursday.
Maybe I'll get the invite next year now.
Yeah.
All right.
What if we just showed up?
Of course you'd be welcome in my
house. Making sure.
But you'd be welcome in the house.
You wouldn't be welcome. Get lost. Your kids would be too. Here we go.
Number four.
Mott sticks, mozzarella sticks, fried cheese, folks.
100%.
Fried cheese.
100%. No brand. No brand.
Another kid, please.
I was going to say, by the way, that works for kids, too.
I could argue that should be higher, but no problem. It's on the list.
All right, here we go.
Number three.
Blanketed here with dips. Taco dip, buffalo chicken dip, French onion dip. It is a dip day.
Yeah.
Dips obviously come with chips. Salsa, guac, whatever your dips are, they got to be out there.
You clarified. I was going to ask you, does guacamole count as a dip?
Sure.
Yes. Big guacamole.
Point is, like, don't you feel like it's awkward if you show up anywhere for the Super Bowl and there's not a single chip or dip of any kind?
Yeah,
I'm not even saying it has to be one specific.
Like the salty chip and the dip is something, like, you just need it.
Forget about it.
100%.
You just need it.
All right, here
we
go.
Even if you just have one, just to
of course.
Wet that whistle.
Can't just have one, though. Once you have one, you have 100.
That's the problem.
Mm. Here we go.
Number two.
A hero or some kind of big sandwich, the Italian style, the American style, the cutlets. Big sandwiches, always big on game day. Evan doesn't like it.
No, I'm nervous about number one. Like, I'm already thinking ahead. Like, I'm great with that. That's all fine.
Okay.
But
right. And by the way, that's why I'm not having pizza. I feel like there's a pizza crowd and there's like a hero crowd, but, you know.
Because I think there's an obvious number one, but you're leaving out something. Whatever, just go.
I know what. All right, let's do this.
Number one.
Better not be wings.
Evan's number one, he's going to tell me, is how do you not include pigs in a blanket? That is not my number one.
You know me so well.
My number one is wings, Tiki. Wings. Wings on the Super Bowl is turkey on Thanksgiving.
So,
it is hot dogs on the 4th of July.
Messy.
So
you're
what?
You're going to jack up your couch. People are going to spill it. You're going to drop it on the the cheap plastic plates are going to drop them. There's going to be bones laying all over the place.
What?
Can't you throw your stuff away?
What are you talking about?
You know where the trash can is. There's no maids in this house.
Dude, I don't want to jinx my house. I don't think there's been a single Super Bowl I've ever had somebody spill a wing in my house.
I'm talking about like the sauce. Like they put it on the side of the chair and then someone walks by and clips it and it falls off.
Or the ranch or blue cheese.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's the wings. It's the Super Bowl. I'm going 50 Thai buffalo, 25 dry rub.
He's Sean, fat.
Boneless.
Bones. Farrell's, West Island. What up?
Tiki's so right. Like... They taste great. I'm not telling you that they don't taste good. They're such a mess, not just around your house, but for myself.
I almost avoid them.
Yeah. I almost avoid that.
I try to use a fork, and then I get mocked for it. Remember that time we went out with Craig, Tommy?
I
took the fork out?
Well, you used a fork and a knife.
Yes. Because I don't want my hands filled with the sauce.
But it's being a man.
Exactly.
It's the Super Bowl. It's the last football game of the year. You want to have that sauce dripping down your wrist. You're licking it up like
an
animal.
Listen, I don't need to defend my manhood, but trust me, I'm man enough, okay? Being a man isn't grabbing a bone that's dirty as all hell, getting even more dirty as you stick it down your throat. No, it's not.
You need to grab that bone, put it in your mouth, and just gnaw at that thing.
That's not a good...
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Technique.
No, but what's your technique?
You clean the bone? Do you put it in there and just swallow that meat?
I wasn't talking about eating wings.
Oh,
okay. Jeez.
Jeez.
Pigs in a blanket's got to be number one, though. Or number two. Or number three. It wasn't even on your list.
The problem with pigs in a blanket is that, like, are you making them yourself? Or are you getting them pre-made?
It's
like,
very... It's,
you they're pre-made. They're kind of, like, stale-ish. And I don't know.
No, pigs in a blanket are a lot like weed. You can't buy the pre-rolls.
Pre-rolls are fine. It really isn't an issue.
No. Because then it's too, like, flaky.
Exactly.
You need to buy the Pillsbury Crescent Rolls, roll them
up.
Look,
obviously that's better. No one's arguing.
That I would take.
And you know what? I'm going to
give you a tip. But they're both good is my only point. Like, that's better, but even the pre-packaged frozen ones are good.
Give you a little tip for you and Abuelo if you make a pigs in a blanket. You do that. You roll them up. Everything but the bagel seasoning over them, too.
Mm.
How you doing?
You're
fat!
Thank you for that tip.
Fat people aren't the only ones that eat at the Super Bowl. All right.
By the way, we mentioned earlier that Henrik Lundqvist was an underappreciated star here in New York. And we asked Sean, like, did you ever crush Henrik Lundqvist? And Sean said, absolutely not. And I said, are you sure? Because we have this guy, Dan. He's a loyal listener to the show. He will find old tweets. It's like a constant post-it and toast-it. It goes on all the time. Whatever we're talking about, he'll find an old tweet about, right?
From Sean, mostly.
From all of us, really, but yes, in this case, Sean. So I got to tell you, he sent me a few of your tweets about Henrik Lundqvist. I think you're clean because I'll read them to you. They're mostly like in the moment rips and not he sucks rips. Right. You ready?
Let's hear him.
Henrik Lundqvist cost the Rangers a point today, plain and simple. It's just a criticism.
That's a fact.
The harsh reality. The more games Henrik Lundqvist plays for the Capitals, the better it is for the Rangers in the standings. So that's just ripping a former Ranger at the time.
And he never got to
play.
And
he never played, yeah. This is the rough one. I got one rough one from Dan.
All right.
It's a really good comparison. Henrik Lundqvist is Donovan McNabb.
Ooh. I like McNabb, though. I think McNabb should be in the whole thing.
Come on. Do you really think that?
Yeah. Dude went to how many NFC Championship games, made the Super Bowl, lost. I think Donovan McNabb, I swear to you, because I don't like anything Eagle. The more you get removed, Donovan McNabb is one of the most underrated quarterbacks in NFL history. I could disagree with the take, but that's why I don't view that as a slight on Henrik Lundqvist.
I can't even like think off the top of my head. And he was my peer. I can't think off the top of my head his statistics.
Four straight trips to an NFC Championship.
I know what he did, obviously, as a team accomplishment. We witnessed those.
I'll give you his numbers are very underwhelming.
And that's what I feel like.
Yeah, it's not. Look, he won a lot of games. There's no question about that. You mentioned getting the title games. His best season, it was a great year, by the way, the 2004 season, the year they got to the Super Bowl. I mean, statistically, he's awesome. 31 touchdowns, 8 picks. They won 13 games that year, threw for 3,800 yards. Like, statistically, it was his best year. The rest of his career is very, like, good. It's just good. He's not a Hall of Famer. I think McNabb needed what Eli did in the playoffs to be a Hall of Famer. Or just one time. Like, I think if they won a Super Bowl, maybe it would be a little bit different in a big Super Bowl performance. The problem with his Super Bowl performance is you remember it for him getting tired.
Right, and throwing up. And
yeah.
Everybody taking shots, including T.O.
That's right.
Right, at him. And then it made the fan base not like him.
That's right. And, like, it's probably not fair, but honestly, it's the way I think. Like, when I think of Donovan McNabb in the playoffs, I think of that.
What?
So that's... Look, I don't know your true feelings, but that feels... You be the judge, Tommy. You know him well.
Yeah.
Isn't that a slight on Henrik Lundqvist, or do you think he was actually saying something nice?
So, that's a good way of phrasing it. What Sean just did there was a sleight of hand. At the time, that... Because he's saying, well, after, you know, in hindsight, he had this great career. At the time of the tweet, it's a knock on Hank not being able to win the big one, just like McNabb couldn't win the big one.
No, but my point was...
Which is true, because Hank couldn't win the big one.
What happened to precipitate that tweet?
My guess is, what was the date on that?
So it's May. So it's obviously during the playoffs.
Perfect example.
It's May 10th, 2017 in the morning. So it was not even during a game.
Perfect.
It was the
morning. So this is, we're talking about towards the end of Lundqvist's career.
I got to find out what the Rangers
are doing. Henrik Lundqvist made several conference final and made a Stanley Cup final to the Super Bowl. Unfortunately, did not win the ultimate prize. Much like Donovan McNabb, the leader of that franchise. Very good runs, could not win the ultimate prize.
Yeah, it was during the offseason. They had just lost in the second round to the Ottawa Senators a few days earlier.
Right, so all I'm saying, I'm comparing that. Yeah, right. That he couldn't win the big one.
That's a rip.
But see,
that's a rip, bro.
But that's not a knock. That's
a little bit of a rip.
Okay, I always believe the Rangers didn't have a good enough team around him, just like I believe McNabb didn't have enough receivers.
That's not what you said.
Why only got 180 characters worth?
I mean, you can subtweet yourself.
It's also knowing you... And how anti-Eagle you are.
Right.
Hearing you compare an athlete to an Eagle makes you think, oh, he's being negative. There's no way that's a compliment to Henrik Lundqvist.
I mean, look, you could choose whatever avenue. It's like a book. Choose your own ending. Choose whatever avenue you want.
I'm just saying that's how I interpret it. By the way, do you guys know this? The team that wears white in the Super Bowl is 16-4 in the last 20 games.
Mm.
And the Kansas City Chiefs are wearing white.
And the Eagles are wearing their Kelly green.
That's right. That's my interesting stat out of the Super Bowl. You have an interesting stat going into the Super Bowl, Sean? Or is that as good as mine?
Yes,
that's pretty good. 16-4, team wearing white.
That is. By the way, are you sure the Eagles are wearing Kelly green or their normal green?
Normal green.
Yeah, okay. I do not know that. All I know is the Chiefs are wearing white.
I think they should wear the Kelly green.
I agree with you. No, I don't want them winning, but that would be cool.
But
it is sweet.
Yeah.
I have two Jalen Hurts stats, which I think
all right, let's see how cool they are.
Jalen Hurts is 9 passing attempts away from Drew Brees' record of 215 straight in the playoffs without an interception.
Wow. Did Breeze have that over during his run to a championship? Or was it a different part of his playoff run?
Well, now I have to do a further deep dive. I'm not sure.
Find that in 2 minutes. Don't worry. Keep going. Okay. I'm just curious. Like, cause that does add something. Like, if it happened when he wasn't winning, it's like, what the hell does that mean?
And I have to say, is he due to throw a pick? I mean, clearly it's very hard to do this in the postseason. So, yeah. Predictable Jalen Hurts pick. The other one is simply this with Hurts and throwing the ball. He is now going to start his 8th playoff game. So, in 7 of them, they're 4-0 in the playoffs when Hurts throws for less than 155 yards. And anytime he's got to throw for over 155 yards, they lose. They're 0-3. So, although Saquon props come into play here.
Well, yeah. I mean, and also when you're ahead, you're usually running the ball a lot more and you're not asking your quarterback to make a lot of plays.
155 feel very low in today's
game? It does. It does not feel like a lot. I agree with you on that. Yeah, your stats are somewhat interesting.
You gave me a jersey color, bro. Are you serious? Giving you tangible that you know Hurts doesn't turn the ball over?
All right.
What are we doing?
I'll give you another one that you may have heard Boomer Trotter repeat incorrectly or me say last week. If you lose to Kirk Cousins in the regular season, you will not win a Super Bowl. And it's backed up by 12 examples in a row. If you make the playoffs, so you're in the postseason, and you have beaten Kirk Cousins, you will get eliminated. The Philadelphia Eagles lost to Kirk Cousins earlier this season. They would defy NFL history, Tiki, if they won the Super Bowl.
Nice. It's a good one.
That may be the best one. The other one is that Vic Fangio, the defensive coordinator for the Philadelphia Eagles, has never beaten Patrick Mahomes.
Wow.
Not one time.
Wow.
Zero.
Can I give you one more?
Yeah, it's like we're one-upping each other.
Mahomes and Hurts will be the fourth time there has been a Super Bowl rematch between quarterbacks.
Mm-hmm.
Every other time it's happened, the first loser never wins again.
Yeah.
That includes the Eli Brady.
I was thinking that. So
that's on top of this is the 9th team Super Bowl rematch. The winner of the first game is 6-2 in the rematch.
Yeah. So I'm thinking about this now. So you've got Troy Aikman, Jim Kelly.
Yes. And Eli.
You've
and
got
Brady.
Eli and Tom Brady.
And Terry Bradshaw and Roger Staubach.
That's it? Those are the only quarterback
this
rematches?
Will be the fourth time it's happened. Yeah.
That's crazy. Well, you know what? I find that interesting. And the winner of the first one has won the second one every time?
Every time.
Right. Oh, and in the 9 rematches as a team, the winner of the first one won 6 of those.
So you know what this means?
This is the 9th one, so it's 6-2.
You know what all this means, Tiki?
What's that?
All these meaningless things, the things that are not related to the actual Eagles and the actual Chiefs, are all pointing in the direction of the Kansas City Chiefs being the first team in NFL history to threepeat. That's all these things are pointing that way.
I mean,
the Fangio thing, the Cousins thing, the white jerseys thing, the rematch thing, everything is pointing towards a Chiefs three-peat.
Yeah. As the Kansas City defense has not allowed a 100-yard individual rusher in 18 straight playoffs.
Are you kidding me? And I picked Saquon to go for like 190 yards?
Yep.
I should have known that stat before.
Fresh. And last but not least, if you like the Chiefs in the game, the last 2 times the Chiefs won a Super Bowl, their Gatorade color was purple.
What?
Is that because people are going to actually bet on that?
Yes, people bet on that.
You know, listen, whatever you can do responsibly, do it responsibly. I probably will make some bets before the Super Bowl. I mentioned this the other day. I haven't made any bets other than going into that box game I completely forgot about. Mm-hmm. And the box game is fun. I admit it. Like, when the game's going on, it's kind of cool. The one thing, it's not called the box game.
It's not called the box.
What's it called?
It's just called the Super Bowl box. But if you want to call it the box game,
whatever.
My brain goes other places, but go ahead.
I don't even know where it would go.
I mean, you didn't
play
that game as a kid, all right?
No, clearly not. I would never bet on something as stupid as the Gatorade color or the coin toss.
Oh, you got to bet
the coin. You're un-American. You don't bet the coin toss.
You have
a barbecue on the 4th of July. You bet that everyone bets the coin toss.
The coin toss?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
3 of the last 4 has come up heads, but overall 52% of the time it's tails.
And remember, tails never fails.
Tiki's on my side with this, right?
Right.
Thank you. Come on.
You're right.
The coin toss. Like, I'm with the over-unders on Saquon rushing yards.
The coin toss is just pointless.
Thank you.
Just like the national anthem, because it's manipulable.
Of course it's manipulable.
No, no, no. But if you hit the coin toss bet, you put your feet up, you go, I already got money in my pocket. Let's go.
Okay. I'm going to fix that for you. That's totally fine. I get it. You want a quick little bet. How about how the first drive ends? Punt, turnover, field goal, touchdown. I love that. I'm into that.
How about both?
Mm-hmm. Sure, you could bet on
responsibly,
but that one. Here are the bets I think I'm going to make. I haven't made any yet. I think I'm doing the overtime bet. I like that one.
Overtime,
rooting for overtime, and I think it's 18-1 at last check or 17-1. So, and remember the last time I did the overtime bet? Do you remember when I did it?
No.
It was the Jets-Giants game.
Oh, yeah, that's
the
right.
The DeVito game.
And it got close.
It went to overtime, didn't
yes.
it?
Yes. Yes.
I won.
Yes, DeVito in overtime.
As soon as the game went to overtime, I was like, I won. Even though, and then finally the Jets did win.
Right.
The overtime bet is kind of fun, and then maybe some of the props.
That was the 1952 game, I call.
The 1952
Yeah, it
game.
Set us back 60 years.
No forward pass. Run, punt.
That's what you call the game?
Yes.
Yeah, it was pretty rough. What's the over-under on Saquon rushing yards?
I have to look that back.
How do you not know that by heart as a Saquon?
So I can I tell you the truth?
What do they call that again? Single white female. Ever hear that phrase?
Yes. Interesting. Okay.
Yeah, you're single white female with Saquon Barkley and his success in the Super Bowl.
Because you know why? Because I'm trying to be a responsible gambler, and I feel like if I was doing all of that all week, I would have placed 6 bets by now.
Oh, really?
Not placed actual bets till Sunday.
Saquon's number here is 111.
That's
a big runner. He's averaging 128 on the season.
But isn't that a big number?
Is it?
No, you tell me. I don't do this a lot.
Like, so it's a team that doesn't give up 100-yard rushers. Yes, it is.
That's a big number.
The only thing I'd worry about with the number there is Hurts, you know, stealing a lot of those yards. But Saquon could hit the home run. It is a big number, but he's averaging 128. So
that's the key to all this. Like, does Saquon hit that home run? We saw it very early 2 weeks ago. Like, does that happen? Does he get that 70-yard run?
Yeah, like first carry early.
Yeah, first carry. That's what happened. It was like before you could sit down and get comfortable.
Before we break, are you interested in one Knicks related prop to the Super Bowl?
Absolutely.
Knicks?
Yep. You could bet which is higher, total passing yards for Jalen Hurts or total combined points between the Celtics and Knicks on Saturday night.
Mm. It better be Celtics and Knicks if you want the Eagles to win.
Yeah, because the Knicks and the Celtics are putting up at least 240, 250, kind of in that range.
Definitely. No, I'm actually saying the other ways.
What do you mean?
Oh, it's combined?
Combined.
Oh, I thought it was individual.
It's an interesting bet.
Because you'd rather have it individual. The Eagles win more when Jalen Hurts doesn't throw for over.
That's right. If the higher Jalen's number is, the greater chance is that Philadelphia actually loses.
That's right. You know how many catches DeAndre Hopkins has in the postseason?
One. Yeah, I know that, right?
Isn't that outstanding? Really bad?
Yes.
Well, it's right. You almost forget DeAndre Hopkins is playing.
I know.
It's like, oh, crap. He used to be really, really good. We will make our official picks for these games coming up in a few minutes. Plus, we'll get back to your calls in a second. 888-808-1019. We'll make our picks in about 9 minutes. Very excited. The final NFL pick of the year, Super Bowl 59, Kansas City Chiefs, Philadelphia Eagles. But let's get to your calls. Today's been a very passionate day. Obviously, Giant fans and football fans have been reacting to the surprising, not surprising news that Eli Manning is not a first ballot Hall of Famer. The toll-free number is 888-808-1019. Let's go to Frank in Scotch Plains. How are you, Frank?
Hey, gents. How are you?
Good.
Hey. So, before I get to my point about Eli, did you guys see the commentary by Terrell Owens in the Sun today about what his take on the NFL being rigged? Have you guys seen that yet?
I have not. No. What did Terrell Owens say about that? I'm interested.
Basically saying what I was saying a couple of weeks ago, validating my point about the calls that they get, and it's an absolute joke. But anyway, check it out. I don't know if you've seen it yet.
I will definitely. I'll read it right after your phone call. We'll read it on the air. I appreciate you bringing it up.
Terrell completely destroys the whole dynasty as being fraudulent. But okay, let me move forward.
That's the camp you want to be in, Terrell Owens. Good job, Frank.
What was that?
Is Sean just making a smart-ass comment?
I said that's the camp you want to be in, Terrell Owens. That's a good backup to have.
Well, I mean, listen, I know you guys are part of the whole thing, and I know you can't make comments
We're part of the NFL, Illuminati or something.
No. I know you can't do that. It's part of your business.
Frank.
No, it is. If you can't see it, then there's something wrong.
Hold on.
You can't see it.
Hold on, but let me ask
you this. Don't hang up the phone.
I'm not hanging up.
You have the power to do that.
I'm not.
You know that you're wrong.
Frank, I'm not hanging up the phone.
Okay, go ahead.
I want to counter. Earlier this week, and maybe it's different, maybe that's going to be your answer, I looked at the NBA and said, boy, something's not right about this Luka trade. Do you think the NBA doesn't control us the way the NFL does, where I'd feel more comfortable saying that about hoops, but not about football?
Point well taken. I'm not focused on the NBA right now.
Okay.
All I know is this. This is what I know, Evan. Listen, I respect you guys. You guys do a great job.
Appreciate it.
This is my point, okay? I've been watching football again for a very long time. Okay, I have never seen the obscene favoritism of calls that I've seen the last 3-4 years. Okay, they should not have won that Super Bowl against the Eagles, the first one. They should not have won against the Niners.
You can't say that, so we have to dump you. Did you take care of that?
Yeah.
Frank, let me just explain this, all right? It is okay, because I think this is what happens. You threw a bomb. You believe the Kansas City Chiefs have gotten the benefit of the whistle. You're not the only one.
Oh, Frank's the one?
Yes.
That's what he claimed.
He did say, which validates my point.
Hold on. A lot of people have been crying and bitching about that, okay? I disagree with you. The problem is when you call up and you say, basically, me and Tiki are controlled by Roger Goodell, essentially, and we can't say it even if we believed it.
Right.
That's the only part I'm annoyed about, because that's ridiculous. One of the great things about working at FAN is no matter what our opinion is, we can give it. Like, the Yankees are a radio partner. What did I say earlier about the tax and Hal Steinbrenner? Like, we're not held back on saying anything. So if I felt, or Tiki felt, that, hey, this is not going the right way, there's something rigged about it, I'd say it. Like, on Monday, when we were talking about the Luka trade, and I love basketball, I'm a season ticket holder to multiple teams. I even asked Lugie, when's Adam Silver coming on? By the way, when is Adam Silver coming on? Has he responded? He may not have responded. You know why? Because something feels fishy about the Luka deal. So it's not about we can't say it. It's we don't agree with you. That's it. And by the way, more people probably agree with Frank than agree with me or Tiki that it's not rigged and it's not fixed for the Chiefs.
Frank and apparently T.O. now.
You want to hear what T.O. said?
Yes, but you can tell the people. I already know.
Oh, you already saw it?
Yeah.
NFL wide receiver Terrell Owens appeared on the Is What It Is podcast and blasted the NFL, alleging it's rigged and has been blatant in favoring the Chiefs. It's crazy because I played the game and I'm watching the game and I'm looking at these calls and they're just, that's benefiting the Kansas City Chiefs. Look at the game before against the Texans. Mahomes is smart. He's dinking around. He's causing the flag. You know what I mean? He's getting the benefit. He didn't even get hit. 15, blah, blah, blah. Okay. So what does that prove? That Terrell Owens thinks the Chiefs have been getting the calls? That doesn't prove it's rigged. Michael Jordan got every call. Does that mean the NBA was rigged in the 90s?
No.
It doesn't prove anything.
And furthermore, where does everybody think Frank is going on vacation after the Super Bowl? Do you want to take a guess?
I have no idea.
Do you know why? Because if you really feel that way, Frank, instead of being a tough guy, I'm sure you should win millions on this game then because it's rigged. Right? If you believe it, your points right. are validated. I mean, you should just, you'd be in Costa Rica by Wednesday. I mean, my God, what are we talking about?
When you can't explain greatness, you try to come up with conspiracies. You can't. Michael Jordan was great. Tom Brady is great. Sorry, Evan. Patrick Mahomes, Andy Reid, they're great. That's it. They're great, and they're better, and they win. Nothing's rigged.
But I think
stop.
But I think the challenge, you can't explain their greatness. They're a well-coached team, right? They don't make mistakes. Their defensive coordinator, Steve Spagnuolo, it's well-documented, is one of the best in the business because he throws stuff at you at the most surprise moments and in critical moments. He puts his team in advantage. Andy Reid's the same way.
I hope the Chiefs win by 50.
Pat Mahomes is just, he's Houdini.
No, I get you. This is caused, I remember years ago when the Astros had their cheating scandal. There were two ways you can go with this.
Mm-hmm.
There was, they're cheaters, I hate them, blah, blah, blah. And there's, man, the more you talk about them cheating, the more I want to see them win. And I actually went into that camp. And I know that there are a lot of Yankee fans who obviously disagree with that. Totally fine. Understand where I'm coming from. The more you cried about the Astros, the more I wanted to see them kick everyone's tuchus. And by the way, they kind of did. Like, they proved that they can win without the cheating. And I'm starting to feel that way about the Kansas City Chiefs.
But they're not cheating.
I know they're not, but the more people complain about them,
right,
the more I want them to win. I'm not saying they're cheating. By the way, the Astros weren't cheating for the last 5 years. They got caught, and that was it. But I still wanted them to win more and more and more and more and more.
Yeah.
Tom in Morristown. Hey, Tom.
Hey, guys. Big fan of the show. Tiki, there's big fans and there's diehard fans, and I'm a diehard fan. I swear, even though I'm Italian, everyone says I look like you, but that has nothing to do with it. Absolutely nothing.
I love it.
My fantasy football team's Tiki Tomo. That's my nickname, and I even made a strong push to my wife
to have our firstborn named Tiki, which she shuts up. But she did say, I could name the cat Tiki, so my cat's name is Tiki.
Oh, I love it. Love it. That's a win right there.
That is. That's a win. But I don't know what we're debating here. I don't think this is that big of a debate with Eli needing to be in the Hall of Fame. Take away the two Super Bowl MVPs and just look at the regular season. And I think he's borderline Hall of Famer, probably doesn't make it in. Take away the regular season and look at the two Super Bowl MVPs, and he's probably borderline but doesn't make it in. You combine the two, and what are we talking about here? Right. What are we talking about? This guy belongs here.
Yeah, and I think he will ultimately, and Tom, appreciate you. I think he will ultimately get in. And Evan and I were just talking about this in the break. If he's eventually going to get in, what's the point of making him wait? And the reason I bring that up is because there were three modern era finalists that got inducted into the Hall of Fame this year. Three.
Mm.
There's usually five, and there can be up to eight. So if you're saying he's not good enough to be a first ballot Hall of Famer, my point is, who cares?
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
First ballot, fifth ballot, third ballot, your Hall of Famer, your Hall of Famer. Right,
if you think he's a Hall of Famer, and I think most people would say, yeah, he's a Hall of Famer, but he probably is going to have to wait. Why? Especially in a year when you only put three guys in. That's what bothers me about this. If there were four, or if there were six other guys that were, I don't know, viable Hall of Famers and should be in the Hall of Fame, and you put in, now this is a huge class, God, six guys are going to the Hall of Fame, Eli just missed out, that'd be one thing.
Mm.
It's three guys that went in.
Right.
It doesn't make any sense to me. Like, if he's there, then, and we know that he has a Hall of Fame resume because of the postseason specifically, why not put him in?
Yeah.
I don't even know what, like, I keep saying the same thing over and over again. It just feels like this process isn't fair to the Hall of Famers that deserve to be in the Hall of Fame.
No, you're right. If you've missed any of our discussion on this, you could rewind on the Odyssey app going all the way back to 2 o'clock. When we come back, our pick for Super Bowl 59. We have made it to Football Friday, 5:50 of Super Bowl 59. So we're about to make our picks. I'm very excited to make them. They're brought to you by Bud Light, the official beer sponsor of the NFL and the New York Giants. Bud Light, easy to Sunday, easy to enjoy. By ELAC A25, Building Our Future, and by Samwell Institute for Pain Management. Visit samwellpain.com. I'll tell you something very interesting as we pick our last football game. Tiki did not have a great year. He's not had a good postseason. 2-10 in the playoffs, 34-65 overall. Sean as well, a little bit better in the playoffs, 7-5, not bad. But overall, 41-58. We have picked, if I'm doing my math right, 101 games. Okay, going back to the start of the season.
Wow.
Me and Tommy are separated by one game in the standings, which is kind of crazy, which includes the regular season and the playoffs. In the postseason, Tommy is 8-4, I'm 7-5, so he's cut my regular season lead down to a single game. That is kind of remarkable that we could pick that many games and still only be separated by one.
Who picks first?
I'll go first.
All right,
Tom, is that all right if I go first?
You necessarily have to go opposite him.
I'm forcing him to go opposite. By the way, if you're watching us on TV, and you can flip over to the Odyssey app or the radio and hear the picks, but on TV, they got a good edition of Baseball Night in New York. That's coming up next on, presented by Tri-State Cadillac, next on SNY. So your choice. You mind if I go first, Tommy? Is that okay?
Go ahead.
We've made it to Super Bowl 59. And last week, or 2 weeks ago, I should say, I showed weakness. For the very first time in 5 years, I picked against the Chiefs in the postseason. I had never done it. Week after week, year after year, Kansas City, Kansas City, Kansas City. And I went so bad last week, or 2 weeks ago again, I not only picked Buffalo, I said Buffalo would blow them out. They take their soul. I want to apologize to Andy Reid, Patrick Mahomes, Steve Spagnuolo. I was wrong. All the Chiefs did was chief it again by finding a way to beat the Buffalo Bills. The babies will cry that it's rigged and fixed. I'll just tell you the Chiefs executed. So as we get set for this game, how can I bet against the Kansas City Chiefs again? There's only one thing that's pulling me to Philadelphia. One thing.
Mm-hmm.
Is it Saquon Barkley? Partially.
Probably.
It's the fact that the Giants have had the worst season in their franchise's history. Everything that could go wrong for the Giants has. Everything. They had a horrible regular season. Saquon goes to Philadelphia. He's the offensive player of the year. They're in the Super Bowl. We think they're picking number one. Sean's guaranteed picking number one. They dropped the three. Last night, Eli doesn't get in the Hall of Fame. So, like, my brain, my emotion brain tells me, well, they're going to cap it off by the Eagles winning the Super Bowl. How can this season get any worse? There's only one way. But then I remember that Patrick Mahomes is staring down NFL history. And he's staring down a chance to do something that Tom Brady has never done. And I also remind myself that Steve Spagnuolo is God's gift to defensive coordinators. Mm-hmm. I think this is going to be a classic. I do. I think it's going to be a high-scoring game. So I don't think it'll be Spag's finest work. But in the end, like it always seems to happen, the Chiefs will make a play. And that play, actually, in a high-scoring game, won't be on offense. It will be on defense. With Kansas City leading by the exact same score that they won 2 years ago, 38-35, Jalen Hurts is going to start driving. And he is going to throw his first interception. That little streak that Sean mentioned earlier, it will break in a season-ending, Super Bowl-ending pick that sends the Kansas City Chiefs into immortality-ville as they win their third straight Super Bowl. The Kansas City Chiefs will win 38-35. Patrick Mahomes will win the Super Bowl MVP. Saquon's going to have a day, which is going to complicate things for Sean. And the Kansas City Chiefs will do something that the New England Patriots never did, and that's win their third straight Super Bowl. The spread's 1.5. Clearly, they'll win by 3. Lay the 1.5. Give me the Chiefs for my Super Bowl pick. Tiki Barber, would you like to go next?
Yeah, that interception is going to have to be a Hail Mary because Jalen Hurts doesn't turn the ball over. Nor does Saquon Barkley. I agree with you. The Kansas City Chiefs are winning this game. It's almost a pick 'em, so it doesn't even really matter the spread, because unless this is a 2-point conversion at the end of the game to win by one type of thing on a tush push by the Philadelphia Eagles, I think the Kansas City Chiefs are finding a way, as they always do. And it's really because of all the things you mentioned, Evan, but most specifically, Pat Mahomes just finds ways to make things happen. He's not fastest, doesn't even really have great wide receivers this year, even though Xavier Worthy could be a big speed threat against this Eagles secondary. Pat Mahomes is just Pat Mahomes. He's only 7 years into his career. He's already a Hall of Famer. And all he's going to do is put his stamp on being the greatest ever by winning a three-peat. So give me the Chiefs.
2 for 2 on Kansas City. Tommy Lugauer.
So, immediately after last year's Super Bowl, the thing that really caught my eye, or should I say ears, when Kelce, Reed, Mahomes were being interviewed, this is right after they win the Super Bowl, the first thing out of their mouths was three-peat. This has been on their minds from the jump. This means a lot to that group. That is a room full of future Hall of Famers, most likely first ballot Hall of Famers. We discussed that a lot today. This has been the mission. And when you're talking about a big game with Reed, with Mahomes, with Kelce, they are not going to lose in this spot. This is the game that they have circled from last year. History, immortality, Patrick Mahomes in the big game. I'm taking the Chiefs. They were my Super Bowl pick to start the year before the season started, and I'm sticking with it.
I'm with you on that.
I'm taking the Eagles to win by one.
That's right. That's right. You should have done that.
I mean, the Chiefs to win by one.
Yeah, yeah.
The Chiefs, so that you could at least go against me. Right. I'm with you, though, and I kind of forgot to mention that. Tommy did pick the Chiefs to win the Super Bowl. So did I at the beginning of the season. I picked them to beat the Rams in the Super Bowl.
And I had him beat the Niners in the rematch.
Right. That's right. So we were both wrong about that, but we'll see if we can complete that.
You were close with the rematch because it's just a rematch from 2 years ago.
Hold on a second. I was closer than he was. I had the Rams. They were in the playoffs.
Here we go.
It doesn't matter.
Who was closer, me or Tommy?
Tommy said rematch. He just had the year wrong.
It's the cheapest victory ever.
He got the glitch in his mind. It just went to the wrong year.
I'm not going
to 23 instead of 22.
I'm not going to argue with Judge Tiki, but Tommy knows deep down that that's not true.
Yeah, Evan's
right. It's okay. I'll give you that victory. All right. Sean Morash, we've all picked the Kansas City Chiefs. There's a lot on the line for you. You've talked a lot of crap all year long on social media, on WFN. Obviously, there's an L that you will have. Where's our L, by the way? Did it disappear?
That's interesting.
Where the hell's our L?
Uh-huh.
Well, hold on a second. Before you continue, I put the L right in front of us. I do not see it.
I don't either.
Sean.
I have no idea where it is.
Are you serious?
I have no idea where it is.
Sean?
It's probably in my locker.
I have no idea where it is.
Sean.
Evan.
I'm not going to let you make a pick until you admit that you did something with the L.
I did not. I'm laughing at the...
Are you swearing you did something? You didn't do anything with the L?
Swearing.
Really swearing.
Why don't you ask Boomer if he did anything with the L?
No, no, because he already did something with the L. He put it around his own, took it off, and then I had it back. It was he didn't steal it. He put it down. I yesterday put the L right in front of Abraham Lincoln, which I shouldn't have done. Lincoln doesn't deserve an L, but it was right there. It was right in front of me, and it's gone right now. But here's the good news. Teak, I have those extra L's.
All right.
Can you take them home this weekend, and maybe your girls can paint them or something?
I will.
There'll be extra L's. Anyhow, Sean, make your pick.
Evan... We all were young when the movie Titanic came out, okay?
What the hell's the L?
When Titanic came out, there was that scene where Kate Winslet gets painted naked. Everybody remember that scene?
Oh, how could I forget?
Of course.
Evan's description of what he thinks will happen in this game is the most I've been turned on since Kate Winslet was painted naked and I sat there at the Regal Theater in Farmingdale. That was unbelievable.
TMI.
Here's the thing. This season, as we break down and get to the Super Bowl from September to February, I hate to sound egotistical, but this NFL season has been about one thing and one thing only. Me. Everywhere you turn, NFL memes, freezing cold takes, this season keeps circling back to me. And if I've learned anything about myself over the last 22 weeks of the NFL season, it's this. In 2024, 2025, I don't get happiness. I don't get happy endings. So while you guys could give me the fairy tales about three-peats and all this other stuff, the truth is the Eagles are the better team. Yeah, the better coach and quarterback is on that Chiefs sideline. And while we've all focused on Saquon and we've all focused on Jalen Hurts, that Eagle defense, with outside of that Commander game at the end of December, just doesn't allow points. I think your Super Bowl MVP in this game is going to be a fellow by the name of Reed Blankenship, who's going to force two turnovers for the Philadelphia Eagles. And I'll do you one better. I don't think we really get that dramatic ending with Mahomes. I think the Eagles are going to win this game by 10 points. Give me 32-22, and those with 2-2 thinking you're dead in the box pool, Eagles win the game by 10.
Mm. Wow. Wow.
It's going on a limb.
Tiki, in your opinion, I found the L, luckily. It was just placed somewhere else.
You want to apologize to me, brother?
I apologize, Sean.
He could see it from in there. That's why he was laughing.
Oh, is that true? You saw it the whole time?
I just wanted to make you look like an idiot.
Tiki, should Sean take home the L? So that if the Philadelphia Eagles win the Super Bowl, he has to begin his sentence immediately, especially as he records whatever.
Yes, he should.
Okay.
Yes, take it home.
You have to take the L home.
I'm not running to Penn Station with an L.
Is it that difficult?
Stick you know
it
what?
In your bag.
I got a great idea, Evan. You take it home, FedEx overnight it to me.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.